You're about to listen to Senior Spotlight. We interviewed members of the class of 2020 about their high school experience, their plans following graduation, and what type of person they want to be, along with advice to underclassmen. So listen up to what the class of 2020 has to say.
This is Lori Prox here with Gage Critchlow, a senior at Valdez High School. Graduation just around the corner, a little different than most graduations, but are you excited about graduation, Gage?
Yeah, I'm excited.
All right, and I know you have some plans in Idaho, right? Tell us about those.
I plan on going down to Idaho State University in Pocatello. I plan on studying instrumentation engineering technology.
And how did you find out about that school? I know there are a lot of kids from Valdez. About five of them that graduated last year went to Pocatello.
Yeah, we actually used to live just about an hour south of there down in Bear Lake, Idaho, before we moved up here. And my dad went through that same program and now has a job at Alyeska. So I was hoping to follow his footsteps.
Now, Gage, do you see yourself in Alaska long term?
I'm happy wherever. I plan on trying to work down in Idaho until the job opening opens up here. I know a few people that have got on with Phillips 66, and they plan on making pretty good money there. They're living up in northern Idaho or Washington, and it's been pretty good for them.
All right, options pretty wide open when you're young and graduating high school, so good luck with all of those.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for young kids?
Yeah, I actually have found a quote my freshman year from Mark Twain. It says, "Never miss an opportunity to shut up." And it sounds pretty bad, like it's pretty rude, but when you think about it, it's more important to listen more than speak, just knowing that other people know more than you do, even though you think you know everything.
All right, great advice. Thanks, Gage.
Yeah.
Just wanted to ask you, how has your outlook on life changed after this whole coronavirus situation?
I guess for me, it's just seeing how important it is to be able to stay in life, even if you can't get out and see other people. Like for me, I've been teaching my little brother how to weld and just spending time at home, enjoying our time.
Do you think it will change the way your life is? Do you think it'll change your outlook when things actually open up?
Yeah, I think a lot of it for me is just not taking advantage of the smaller things in life, like being able to go to the store at lunch or whatever. Like we limit ourselves to going to the store once a week, just watching over other people. I think just even going to the store is something we take for granted. So seeing that's going to be pretty cool, seeing how other people react to that as well.
All right, perfect. And we've got another senior into the spotlight, this time Grace Keller. And Grace, you've been very involved swimming, all kinds of things, skiing through Valdez City Schools. Tell us a little bit about some of your extracurricular activities and what you've gained from those.
I have been swimming since I was 5, and I've loved the sport. When I was a freshman, the seniors were my role models, and it was just so much fun pushing yourself every day and showing up to practice, seeing what we were going to do, and going on all the swim trips, meeting new people, and racing against your time to get a better time. And in skiing, I never skied when I was younger, but I tried it when I was a freshman, and the seniors pushed me to do it. It was so much fun, and I just love the environment and the people.
All right, you have a lot of inspirational advice for people. Where does that come from, and what kind of person are you? What kind of person do you want to be as you move ahead in life?
Most of my inspiration comes from my parents and the other adults in my life. And when I was a freshman, I know I really looked up to the seniors. They helped me out with whatever they could, and I just tried to meet a lot of new friends because that also helps you along the way.
And Grace, what are your plans following graduation?
I plan to attend the University of Alaska Fairbanks in the fall. I don't have a major yet, but I guess I'm going to go there and find out.
All right. And do you have any advice for young kids?
I do. Try to be friends with everyone. Diversify, which means to try new things like sports, new classes, apply for different jobs, and step out of your comfort zone.
And Grace Keller, what have you learned as a senior during COVID-19?
I've learned how to diversify even more and try new things that you normally wouldn't. So it's not just like laying in bed all day watching Netflix. You can get out and try painting or go for a run or just anything that might sound fun.
You just listened to Senior Spotlight. Thanks to our 2020 Senior Spotlight sponsors, Polar Tankers and Safeway. And the sponsors of the 2019 Senior Spotlights, we are including them as a courtesy this year for all they do in our community. Alaska Halibut House, Arts Design, Edison Schwest, First National Bank, Glacier Auto Glass, Haltness Equipment, Laborers Local 341, Prospector Valdez Senior Center, North Pacific Fuel, Sound Realty, and Valdez Native Tribe.